Hi, my name is Lay Pastor Sylvia, and I'll talk a little about our summary of basic beliefs. First, God. We believe in one God that is revealed in three persons. God the Father, or Creator. God created this world and all that is in it. And one day God will judge this world. God is neither male nor female. The reference to the Father is that which is found in the Scriptures. It was God the Father who loved us so much that God sent Jesus Christ into this world in order that we might be saved. John 3:16 through 18 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son." We believe in the doctrine of the Trinity because in the very beginning, in Genesis 1, verses 26, God said, "Let us make men and women in our own image." Jesus is the second person within the Trinity. Christ means the Messiah, the Anointed One. Jesus entered the world to save humanity and to make it possible for us to have a right relationship to God the Father. We believe that Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary, fully God and fully human, and never yielded to temptation and sin. Jesus was crucified. He died on the cross because of his love for us and his desire to please his heavenly Father. After 3 days, Jesus rose from the dead. One day, Jesus will physically return. Jesus is the only mediator between God and humankind. Jesus will save all of those who trust in him. In Scripture, John 14:6 reads, "Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Acts 4:12 states, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved." The Holy Spirit is the third part of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit is the promise of Jesus. When Jesus said, "I will send you another," the Holy Spirit is the one he referred to. The Holy Spirit fills the life of every believer. The Holy Spirit convicts our hearts of sin. The Holy Spirit leads us into truth. The Holy Spirit comforts our heart. 1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20 reads, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body." The Bible. We believe the Bible is the inspired Word of God. The Bible is the final authority for faith and practice. The Bible is God's final revelation. There are no missing books, and any words with which an individual receives from God will never contradict what God has said in the Bible. 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17 states, "All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the person of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." The resurrection. Scripture tells us, Revelation 20, verses 12 through 15, "And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and the books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books. The sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them. And each person was judged according to what he had done. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. If anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. We believe that there will be a resurrection of all people. There is a heaven and a hell. All people will go before God to be judged at the great white throne of judgment. Believers will also go before God to be judged at the judgment seat of Christ. The judgment seat of Christ involves believers giving an account of their lives to Christ. The judgment seat of Christ does not determine salvation. That was determined by Christ's sacrifice on our behalf. All of our sins are forgiven, and we will never be condemned for them. We should not look at the judgment seat of Christ as God's judging our sin, but rather as God rewarding us for our lives. Sacraments, communion, and baptism. We have two sacraments in our church. They are baptism and communion. Baptism is the means of entering God's covenant community. Baptism is done by sprinkling or immersion. Baptism is for both believers and for their children who do not yet understand the gospel. We believe God's promise extends to our children until they can come of an age in which they can choose on their own to follow the Lord. Baptized children are eligible for communion. In communion, we believe the Lord is present with us in a very special way. Communion provides us spiritual nourishment. Communion should only be taken when our hearts are right before God and in a right relationship with our brothers and sisters in Christ. We do not believe that the bread and juice becomes the actual body and the blood of Jesus Christ. However, we believe communion is more than just a symbol.